Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Wilson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klaus scores. Vernon moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox bunts in front of the plate. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Dropo moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dropo scores. Aparicio moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Fox reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dropo for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Donovan now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams pinch hits for Sammy White. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Ted Williams. Gene Stevens pinch hits for George Siski. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. Consolo moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jerry Staley now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowling is walked intentionally. Paul LaPom now pitching. Norm Zofchin pinch hits for Billy Klaus. Norm Zofchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zofchin takes first base on ball 4. Consolo scores. Stevens moves to third. Bowling moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Red Sox, 6. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Billy Consolo now playing second base. Ted Lepsio now playing third base. Ike DeLock now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 4 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Pearsall moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.